25 to 30 miles per hour, and it's really moving. It's a little cooler, however, than it's been all day. It was in the 80s. Pitch. High fly ball to left center field. Center fielder Cardicius over, coming in now and under it for out number one. Just can't get the ball up in this wind. It'll stay up there for a half hour. Randall is out number one, and Rick Valley safe on a fielder's choice. 2-2-6. Deep in the box. Right foot planted right on the line. You can see some of the ASU rooters on your television sets with their signs. Here's Collinswood. They wind up in the pitch, and a broken bat line drive right at the second baseman, Jimmy Licata, for out number two. Valley hit that one. Broke the bat right in two. And a little lazy line drive went to Licata without any trouble. Two up and two down on three pitches. And Laren Legros steps in. The Devils have four hits, and Big Laren has one of them. Not afraid to swing the bat. Talk about one of the nicer guys. Old Gomer. That's what the guys call him. Here's the pitch by Collins. Swung on and fouled off the catcher's glove back to the screen. Strike one. Bobby Winkles looking for his 442nd win. Pitch. Line shot into short left field. Coming in is the left fielder. Letterette. Is it foul? It is foul by about a yard and a half. Strike two. Bobby has won 441 and lost 138. And I don't know how to figure percentages, but it's somewhere in the neighborhood of 75% wins, which got to be one of the great records in baseball. Three times his teams have won over 50 ball games. Now, granted, a lot of them don't play that many, but those who do, you really have to continue to play with rotation schedules and everything to keep in there. 0-2 to Legros. Foul back. Counts the same. The most losses, 18, and that was in his very first season back in 1959. He lost 14 last year, has lost 11 this year, but has won 54. That ties an all-time collegiate high, not only for Arizona State, but for the nation. Here's the 0-2 pitch to Legros, and he fouls it off again to the right side. No balls and two strikes. The Devils batting in the fourth with two down, nobody aboard, and no score. Legros trying to get on. Tom Collins says no to two signs by Tom Bardo. The right-hander delivers now. A changeup curve is in the dirt, and it's ball one. Bobby Winkles voted the outstanding collegiate coach of the year in 1965 and has been nominated again for this year as a representative of District 7. Pitch swung on, line shot, base hit into left center field. That ball is rolling all the way out to the track. Not quite, just picking it up. Legros is digging into second, has a stand-up double. Well, Tom Collins has given up two hits, and they've both been doubles. One to Paul Ray Powell in the third, and now to Laren Legros in the fourth. And who said pitchers can't hit? He'll be turning in his toe plate for a bat. He was hitting 261 coming into this ball game, which was better than four of the starters. Okay, Legros with a jacket in 90-degree heat. No, it's only about 85. At second base, Roger Dett, the leadoff batter, who's flied to right on both previous occasions. However, the fourth leading hitter in this tournament. Pitch. Swung on. Grounded to the left side. Shortstop should handle it easy. If Alito's throw is in time, Detter is out of there, and the side is retired. 6-3 for the Devils in the fourth. No runs on one hit. No errors and a man left. And the score at the end of four complete. The Devils, nothing. The Violets, nothing. Latterette, Licata, and the pitcher. Exactly as it was in the third inning. Here in the fifth, the top of the fifth, first pitch, a fastball inside, and the left-handed batting Licata backs out of there. Grounded out Randall to Osborne in the previous trip in the third inning. No score in the ball game. The Violets at bat. Pitch. Pass ball outside. Ball two. And Cotton zings it back. Says, come on, concentrate. Both Ralph Dick and Paul Ray Powell are not playing very deep in right and center fields, respectively. There's a pitch. Is inside for ball three. And McGraw is way behind on the leadoff batter for the Violets in the fifth. He walked the leadoff batter in the fourth. And Billy Joe Cotton will have some words with Loren. Walks out there, obviously going to say to him, don't work too fast. There's nobody on. We're on the bottom of the order. Guy can't be too tough. Let's just throw it in there. Conversation ended. Cotton back in place. McGraw ready. Winds. Three ball pitches. A called strike outside corner. Conversation did some good. Talking in the rooms today, Billy Joe made up a poem. There's the next pitch by McGraw. A fastball swung out and missed. It went, roses are red and violets are blue, and I can't remember the rest of it. And that was his line, not mine. Three balls and two strikes. Fire swung a little grounder to the left side. McGraw will have to hurry. Picks it up and takes the pitch, the ball, and outruns Lutterette to the bag. So McGraw can do it too, and makes the play unassisted on John Lutterette, out number one, and Licata is the batter. Drew a walk, one of two issued by McGraw, back in the third inning. 269 on the season, right-handed batter. We mentioned a moment ago about all the All-Americans that have been on the club. There's McGraw's pitch, and Licata shortened up the bunt, but the ball was in the dirt, and it's a ball one. And this is very unofficial because statistics are, from my point, and I figured this one up, of the players that have been signed to professional contracts since Bobby Winkles came to Arizona State. 51, that's since 1959, 51. There's a pitch inside, and it's ball two. So that's an awful lot of troops to put in the majors from one university. But the pro scouts, and there are about 30 of them in the stands. Here's a pitch by McGraw, called strike fastball. Two balls and one strike. Those are 30 in the stands that have been seen. Some of them are walking around here in sheep's clothing. But they're in there watching, and of course this is the place to be. 51 have signed, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 more could. There's a shorten up the bunt. But again, McGraw's pitch and a curveball is away to the outside, and Cotton has to move to his right to make the pickup. It's three balls and one strike. Billy Cotton drafted by the Mets, Paul Ray Powell and Ralph Dick by the Minnesota Twins, Larry Gura by the Chicago Cubs, McGraw by Detroit, and Dolacek by Houston. And Licata draws ball four, his second walk of the day in two trips. The third walk given up by McGraw, and the pitcher, Tom Collins, is the batter. Collins is 0 for 23, so he's attempting to establish an average. There's the stretch by McGraw. Attempted bunt, called strike. In a moment, we'll pause 5 seconds for station identification. This is the Arizona State Sun Devil Baseball Network.
This is KOOL FM stereo in Phoenix, right in the middle of yesterday and tomorrow, 94.5 on your dial. Stay tuned following the baseball game for the cool stereo showcase with Dean Bradley.
Attempted bunt fouled to the dirt, strike two. Both Valley and Osborne on the move towards the plate. And Collins looks at his third base coach, and I want to tell you, you have not seen a smaller coach in any kind of baseball. The man who manages this team must be a relative of Bill Veeck. And he'll bring in, and there he is. He's 5'3". Pitch. Attempted bunt, strike three. He's out of there. So Collins is strikeout victim number three, the second out for the Violets in the fifth, and the batter will be Fred Levine, the leadoff batter. His name is Bobby Goldberg, and he is not a baseball player. He's a coach, but he is an excellent golfer. But he has given up his varsity golf this year to travel with a baseball club. There's the throw to first base, and the runner, Licata, back in plenty of time. McGraw, with two down, works to Fred Levine. Called strike on a fastball. Bean flied out to right field, two times back in the first and third. Another throw, and that was a beautiful throw, right just to the inside of the bag where the runner would put his hand. But Licata is back. Legros ready now. One strike pitch coming, called strike two, and he really flailed that one. No score in the ball game. The Violets of New York University are batting in the top of the fifth. Have a runner at first with two down. Fred LaVine awaits the 0-2 pitch. It's coming, swung on, and missed. Ball dropped by Cotton, picks it up and tags LaVine. He is out number three. The fourth strikeout for Legros. And for the Violets in the fifth, no runs, no hits, no errors, and one man left. And the score at the end of four and a half innings of play, the Violets nothing, the Sun Devils nothing. Ralph Dick, John Dolan second, P.R. Powell lead it off for the Devils here in the bottom of the fifth. This is the one where they got their bats jangling against Massachusetts. Maybe the fifth will be a good omen here. For you folks on television, you can take a look. Maybe we'll get a shot in a moment or so. This is right near the Missouri River, and we can see Iowa. As a matter of fact, it's covered with an awful lot of Nebraska dust. First pitch is a grounder to the shortstop. Behind second, to throw in time, and Dick is out number one. Hustling back, like, there you are. That is Iowa across the Missouri River, and that is not smog. That is dust in the air from a 25-mile-an-hour wind. Just on the other side of those trees is the Missouri River and Henry Dorley Zoo, which is a very popular place. We're back in the ballpark now. Devils' John Dolinsek stepping in. First pitch to him is low for a ball. John hitless in two trips. But he has not been hitless in this tournament. And he came into tonight's game with seven hits in 12 at-bats and four RBIs. He tied a College World Series record with those four RBIs in one game. Pitch is inside for ball two. Tom Collins, the big right-hander, ready to go. Delivers, Dolinsek takes, but it's a called strike. Two balls and one strike. The Devils have nobody on. Batting in the fifth inning, they have out-hit New York 5-1, but they have no runs to prove it. Pitch swung out and missed by Dolinsek. Strike two. 2-2. Not since 1957, when Penn State went to the finals, has a District 2 squad come as far as NYU has. Pitch to Dolinsek is outside, and the count is full at 3-2. And incidentally, no District 2 team has ever won a title. Only one team has won back-to-back titles. That was Texas in 49 and 50. 3-2 pitch. Swung on, a grounder. It's going to be foul. And the count will be the same. Collins makes the run to first, as he must. That was the exact kind of a ball that Jack Miller hit, and Sefcik went behind first base, took the ball in foul territory, just like he did then, and then outran Jack Miller to the bag. Dove in, touched the bag with his glove hand as Miller then kicked it out into right field, which caused all the rhubarb between Texas and New York. Here's the 3-2 pitch to Dolly. Swung on, line shot into center field, hanging up there, center fielder coming in and to his left, and takes it for out number two. Can't get the ball in the air because it will not come down and gives the guy plenty of time to run underneath it. Two up and two down, and P.R. Powell. Paul Ray, save the day. Two for two, an infield single and a double. 363 on the season. He's done everything you can ask. Has a new record for doubles in a season with 20. The most hits, 86. Most RBI, 72. Most runs scored, 71. And in addition to that, he's stolen 19 bases, and he plays great defensive ball. First pitch was a strike to him, and now Collins ready again. This one's across the plate but low, and it's ball one, strike one. Last night, after the fourth round, there were three teams remaining with identical 3-1 records. And they had a drawing. Here's the 1-1 pitch. PR inside ball two. Tulsa got the bye. Bobby Winkles did not want the bye, and so told the other two coaches, and they almost fainted. They figured, boy, you'd really want that bye to save your pitchers, but Bobby believes in working the kids. Here's the 2-ball, 1-strike pitch. Paul Ray takes a curveball outside corner. for a call strike, and it's even 2-2. So he said that he would take, he did not want the bye, and the other two could draw for it if they wanted, but that was not the way the College World Series officials would see it. But he didn't get it anyway, just what he wanted. And here's the pitch to Powell, swung and a miss for strike three. So Paul Ray becomes strikeout victim number one for the Violets, and for the Devils in the fifth, no runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left. And the score at the end of five complete, the Sun Devils nothing, the Violets nothing. Three and four hitters, Tom Bardo, Jim Cardesis, and Ray Polito. Cardesis stepped in maybe before you got back there, tried a bunt and fouled it off to the right for strike one. Laren Legros working in the top of the sixth against the Violets of New York University. Playoffs, a grounder. It's a Detter will have to hurry. Comes in the grass. The throw in time. A beautiful play by Roger Detter. That's a Baltimore chop to the left side. Detter had to come from the edge of the outfield grass, two steps on the infield grass, and had to make the throw, pick up and a throw in one motion. Out number one. Cardesis, the center fielder, a hit and struck out. Right-handed batter, close stance, pitch, fastball, just misses, strike one. Rosenblatt Stadium is right field line running east and west. There's Cardesis, slaps one foul, out of play, down the right field line, back up in the bleachers, and it's a ball and a strike. And the third baseline runs north and south. Not too many folks here. It will hold 13,000, including those bleachers that you just saw. There's a curveball that misses low and away, and it's two balls and one strike. They have not been filled because this particular tournament has been plagued with not good weather. It has not rained, but it has threatened and been cold. High fly ball to deep left field. Going back is Dolinsek, turning, moving toward the line, coming in, and he misses it. It gets away from him. Going toward the line, he can't find it. Going around second base is Cardesis, but he gets the ball and throws it, and Cardesis will stay at second base. Got to go as a double, but that wind just played absolute havoc with that ball. It went up in the air. Dolinsek went back, and he is a very decent fielder. Went back, then started the wind, pushed the ball towards the infield. He had to come for it, and the wind just took it so much that he could not get to it. So it really would have been an out. That is the second hit given up by Laren Legros. The Violets have a runner at second base and the cleanup hitter, Ray Ippolito, 0-2. Pitch gets by, a wild pitch all the way back to the screen. Cotton will have a chance, however, as he went back and got the bounce. But on the play, Cardesis goes to third base. It'll have to be a wild pitch. So Laren Legros, for the first time in basically two games, one full game of 11 innings and now five plus, is in a little bit of trouble as he allowed a double, a fluky double, we must say, because of the wind. And then a wild pitch puts a potential go-ahead run at third base in Jim Cardesis. One away, Ray Ippolito, ready, takes inside for ball two. 343 feet down each line, 420 feet to straightaway center. Pitch, called strike as he really flails one by. I think that got Legros a little angry. He knew what he did, and he knew he did not want to do it. Osborne in on the grass at first base, infield in for the play at the plate. Here's a two-ball, one-strike pitch. Swung on, foul back to the screen, strike two. No score in the ball game. But the Violets have a man on third base with only one down. And Legros very much would like to get the cleanup hitter, Ray Ippolito, to strike out. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Coming. Line shot, base hit in the straightaway center field. New York leads in this ball game by the score of 1-0. Well, Legros gave up a double to Cardesis and a single to Ippolito and had a wild pitch in between, and the Violets go ahead in this ball game by the score of 1-0. Hit number three given up by Legros, and Jeff Kalish, hitless in two trips, will step in. Let's take a check here, Norty, and see if Ippolito has any speed. Stolen bases. Ippolito has two, so he may not be afraid to go. There's a strike to Kalish. Legros will work from the stretch, takes a peek, the runner delivers,
Strike two, outside corner. Taylor's taking. Only one away. The runner at first base is Ray Ippolito with the RBI to put him ahead. There's a curveball is low for ball one. LeGros gave up a single in the fourth inning, and now two hits in the sixth. Those are the only three. Pitch. Swung out and missed. Strike three. First base is occupied. The ball got away from Cotton, so he will not be able to run. He is out number two. Strikeout victim number five. Two down, and Joe Stefcik the batter. 1-0. The New York University Violets lead it as they bat here in the sixth, and it has been a difficult game to get a run. Devils have out hit the Violets 5-3, but there's a high fly ball to deep right center field. But Paul Ray Powell moving over, that wind held the ball up. It looked a lot deeper than it really was. And Stefcik just simply is an out to center field. And for the Violets in the sixth, they pick up a run on two hits. There were no Devil errors and one man left. And the score at the end of 5.5 innings of play, the Violets won, the Devils nothing. But tomorrow, there is a must situation for the Devils. They trail by a run. They're batting in the bottom of the sixth. Billy Joe Cotton will lead it off. Collins has been effective on the mound, holding the Devils to two hits. Here's the pitch, and it's a curveball, low ball one. Both of them doubles, one to Paul Ray Powell and one to Laren LeGros. Cotton is hitless in a trip, walked once. Collins, the big right-hander, ready. Delivers, swung on, popped up in the infield. Shortstop moving over. Second baseman, however, is the man who called for it and takes it for out number one. New York University just keeps plugging along. Came through this tournament just as cool as you could possibly be. Went down 2-0 to Texas in the very first inning. The Longhorns looked like they were really going to run away with it. The Carlos Molina came in, stayed in. He was the starting pitcher in one of his very few starting assignments and got the Longhorns out. They scored two, came back. There's a base hit to right field by Jeff Osborne on the first ball pitch. So Osborne is on. The third hit given up by Collins and the sixth collected by the Devils. They've out hit the Violets 6-3, but they can't seem to get that run across. And Lenny Randle steps in, popped up in foul territory to the third baseman and slide to center. Lenny looks over at old number one, says, "What'll I do? Are we on the road or are we at home?" We'll see what he does. There's a stretch, quick throw. Jeff back. Good throw by Collins. Osborne back in plenty of time. Kenny Hansen coaching down there at first base for the Devils. Jack Smithern, the assistant coach at third. Stretch by Collins. Delivers. Randle shortens up the bunt, but it's outside. And it's ball one. Lenny's been meeting the ball well, but of course this would be a very decent situation with a fast man. And a good bunt could make everybody safe. Does not shorten up the bunt, swings and fouls it to the feet of the catcher. And the count is even, one apiece. We are looking, we cannot see, but our informers here in the booth tell us that Jack Collins has picked up a bat, and I believe he will hit for Rick Valley. There's a stretch and a quick throw to first base. Osborne back in plenty of time. There's only one away. Osborne, the double runner at first. Lenny Randle, the batter, at 1-1. Pitch. Check. Low. Ball two. They are giving Randle right center. Levine is watching the line down the right field line, but Kardashian has moved to left center, so they don't believe Lenny can go to right. Pitch to him. Swing on. Line drive to left field. It is foul, and the left fielder cannot have a play as he goes clear to the fence. Into the unoccupied bleachers, and the count is even at 2-2. Lenny getting good one on the ball to the left side, putting it in the air a little bit too much, and obviously a little bit too much to the left. 2-2. Randle hanging in there, wants to advance his teammate Osborne, who's at first with one away. Tom Collins stretches, delivers, slow curve outside, ball three, full count. Well, would you work the hit and run, or would you not? Probably, Osborne is not as fast as Winkles would like to have somebody be in this position. So he may just be holding and hope Lenny gets the bingo. Here's the stretch. Osborne with the lead. Here's the pitch. Swung on and fouled up to the right side. Out of play. count remains the same, 3-2, and Osborne was not moving. It's a 1-0 ball game. The consistent Violets of New York University have scored a run on 3 hits. Got 2 hits back-to-back, a fluke double and a single up the middle scored him after a wild pitch. Here's the pitch to Randall, inside, ball 4. That's the first walk given up by Collins, the third double to get a free trip. The runners now at first and second are Randall and Osborne, and Jack Collins is the pinch hitter. Jack, 282 on the season in 64 at-bats, has 18 hits from Scottsdale, Arizona. Remember, he won a game for the Devils down in Arizona with a long fly ball to left, almost put it out of the park, but all they needed was the fly ball, and it's exactly what they gave him. There's only one away. Runners at first and second. Tom Collins, taking plenty of time, asks for and receives timeout from plate umpire Jim Newsom, and he and Pat Bardo will talk over old family ties right there on the green grass. Number 17, Jack Collins, is the batter. Liked very much to pick up a World Series base wrap here and put the Devils in some contention. They have not been, despite the fact they have 6 hits. Here's the first pitch to him. Inside for a ball. Collins taking all the way. Ball 1. Cliff Blodiver, a right-hander, warming up in the Violet bullpen. Collins takes the peak of the runner, delivers. A curveball is a called strike. A pretty pitch as he took something off. And Collins let it go by. Jack Smithern and Hanson shouting words of encouragement to the runners as Collins takes the stretch. Here's the pitch. Curveball is inside, ball 2. Well, Billy Cotton started off for the Devils here in the 6th, popped it up to the second baseman. Osborne hit the first ball pitch through the hole into right field, and Lenny Randall walked. A swing and a miss by Collins for strike 2, and the count is even at 2-2. Two balls and 2 strikes with 1 down. Runners at first and second. Here's the pitch. Inside, and that took courage. It was close. 3-2. Jeff Kalish, the third baseman, coming in and saying, come on, come on, come on. And Jack Smithern saying to Jeff Osborne, be ready, be ready. Here's the 3-2 pitch coming. Check swing, ball 4. Well, here comes the little gardener, and that's what they call the coach, Carasciotti. He's coming out to the mound to talk it all over. He's got Blodiver warming up. Collins is in trouble for the first time. The bases are crammed full of Devils, and Laren LeGros, the pitcher, is up. And normally somebody would say, well, they got a chance for a double play here, but in 2 trips, LeGros has a single and a double. Collins, I believe, is going to stay in. He is. Larry Garasciotti, the diminutive coach for New York University, hustles back to the dugout, claps his hands, and says, come on, we're going to get him. And the Devils say, absolutely not. Larry LeGros, a single and a double in 2 trips. Collins will work from the stretch position, and here's a pitch to LeGros, a grounder to the left side out of place, foul ball. And we noticed this in the very first game that New York University played, a funny situation. Kalish, the third baseman, is holding Osborne on the bag. He has moved in a little bit for a moment, then he moves to the bag and holds him on just like a first baseman would for a runner at first base. 1 strike count. Collins ready. Delivers to LeGros, misses low and away for ball 1. 1-1. LeGros trying to do something about the score in this ball game and help his own cause. Stepchenko in on the grass at first base for the Violets. Pitch swung on, a grounder to deep short in the hole. Base hit. Randall. Osborne scores easily. Randall coming to the plate, and he scores. Run number 2 going into third base is Collins, and LeGros will stay at first base with his third base hit of the evening. Well, you got to say, Mr. Garishotti, it was one batter too late. However, he has not come out to the mound now. They're going to talk something over at first base. Laron Legros singles through the hole into left field. The shortstop could not get to it. Osborne scored from third. Randall from second. The Devils lead it 2-1. On the play, Collins went all the way to third base. Pitch. Deader swings and misses. Strike one. How do you... I think we're... He's in the wrong part of the order, coach. A single, a double, and a single, and two RBIs. He leads in the ballgame 2-1. Deader, who is 0-3 and is needy. Timeout call. A loose ball on the field and a loose photographer as well down there. Two runs home for the Devils. Runners at first and third with one down. Collins still in there. Vladimir working a little more quickly. Deader awaits the one-strike pitch. Coming low, ball one. Devils singing, yeah, 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 downstairs. This is the way it should be. One ball, one strike to Roger Deader. Here's the pitch. Swung on, fly ball to deep left field. Going back is Laterette. He catches it just in the warning track. That will score Collins from third base, and Legros hustles back to first. Sacrifice fly for Roger Deader to left field, scoring Jack Collins, the pinch hitter, from third base. The Devils lead in the ballgame 3-1. And on the play, Laron Legros went halfway down. The throw from Laterette knew he could not get Collins. And it went to second base, so Legros came back. Collins still working on the mound. Vladimir still working in the bullpen. And Ralph Dick stepping in, 1 out of 3. Here's the pitch. Swung on a grounder right to the third baseman. Kalish up with it. The long throw across the diamond is in time. Dick is out of there 5-3. The Devils are retired in the sixth, but not before they pick up 3 runs. On 2 base hits, there were no errors and a man left. And the score at the end of 5 complete innings of play, the Sun Devils 3, the Violets 1. One defensive change, the new third baseman for the Sun Devils is Terry Brenner, number 18, gone in at third base to play for Rick Valley. Devils picking up 3 runs in the bottom of the sixth. Lead it now 3-1. And for the Violets in the seventh inning, it'll be the bottom of the order. John Laterette, Jim Licata, and the pitcher. First pitch to Laterette is inside for a ball. He's hitless in 2 trips. There's the stretch and, or the windup, and the pitch by Legros swung on and missed, and it's even up one apiece. And the crowd is, at this moment, a partisan ASU crowd. They remember the Devils in 65 and 67 when they came here and won national championships. There's a pitch outside corner called strike two. And the Devils are coming the hard way. They lost the first game to Texas 4-0. And only 3 teams in the Collegiate World Series history have ever lost the first game and come back to win it. Fastball just misses inside. Count even 2-2. Laterette grounded out second to first and then to Osborne unassisted in his 2 at-bats. Pitch. Curveball swung and missed. Strike three. Strikeout number 6 for Laron Legros. Out number 1 for the Violets in the seventh. And Laterette does not like that call. Is taking his time back to the dugout. Hitting the bat on the ground. Licata, the batter, in 2 previous attempts has walked both times. It's a completely different story between attempted bunt, pulled the bat back, but this time Legros caught the corner with a fast one, and it's strike one. Completely different looking ball clubs. The Devils hustle on the field, they hustle off the field, they run to the batter's box. Typical Winkles trademark, but the Violets do not. Here's the 1-strike pitch. There's an attempted bunt. Popped up back into the stands, and somebody gets a free one. Well, we'll expect the announcement now that for every retrieved foul ball, a fan will get a Major League autograph ball if they turn it in at the box office. I don't believe anybody has. 0-2 pitch coming. Swung on a line shot in a straightaway center field. Paul Ray Powell coming on. He has it. Well-tagged ball, but Paul Ray, with good speed and great reaction with the crack of the bat, came in and took it for out number 2. 2 up and 2 down. That'll bring up the pitcher, Tom Collins. And LeGros says, I'll have a Tom Collins, please. Right-handed batter, just like he throws him. Pitch. Inside. Took off a whisker, and Billy Joe says, no, you don't. Not with the pitcher. And he flails it back to his teammate. LeGros checks the sign now. Right-hander ready. Here's the pitch. Inside again, ball two, and Collins steps out to look at the third base coach, Bobby Greenberg. He has to look kind of, he's only 5'3", so he has to look pretty good. Here's the two-ball pitch. Called strike on the outside corner. Looks again. And Greenberg is a very good, what do you call him, a gesticulator. About 75 different movements, and then he yells, hit the ball. Great signs. Here's the two-ball, one-strike pitch. Just misses inside, ball three. Cotton says, do not walk this man. Collins steps out, gets the sign, which is probably a take. Here's the 3-1 from LeGros. Inside corner, strike two. Two down for the Violets in the seventh. Nobody on, and the pitcher is the batter with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. LeGros ready. 3-2 delivered, inside, ball four. Well, those are the kind you don't like to lose. The big guy is 0 in 24 trips to the plate, and LeGros walked him. That's the fourth walk given up by Lirin. There you got a good look, if you're watching on television, of what a Tom Collins looks like. 3-1, the Devils lead it, with the Violets of New York batting in the top of the seventh. With two down, the runner at first is the pitcher Collins. Fred Levine flied out to right twice and struck out once as the leadoff batter. And is the leadoff batter, steps in now. Close stance, pitch by LeGros, curveball, good one. Strike one call. Only one change defensively for the Devils. Brenner in at third base, replacing Valley. Here's the one strike pitch. Crossed the plate, but low, and it's a ball. One apiece. Detter is still at third, Randall at second, Osborne at first. Dolinsek, Powell, and Dick in the outfield. LeGros, the starting pitcher, still working, and Cotton is the catcher. Here's the 1-1 pitch, delivered, and a bunt down left field line coming in is Brenner, fields it, the throw, not in time. Beautiful bunt by Fred Levine. It was far enough that LeGros' motion, when he comes off that hill, throws him to the first base side. Levine very wisely saw that, and with that foot out of motion, LeGros had no chance to get to that side of the mound, the third base side of the mound, and Brenner was too far back to make the play, so it's a base hit. So they have runners at first and second with two down, and Tom Barto, hitless in two trips with a walk, steps in. LeGros works from the stretch. The peak at the pitcher in back of him, flails a grounder just in front of the plate. Billy Joe Cotton will leave it roll foul. Good thinking. That ball had no chance to make a play at any base. And Cotton has, I believe, on that play, fell down and hurt his elbow. But you're not gonna get him out of there. He's got the mask back on already. Right in his hand, ready to put on, but he's shaking his right hand. And now Ray Robinson is out talking to him just to make sure that nothing will go wrong. You're not going to get him out of there. I don't care if there's blood on the field. He's going to stay in that ball game. Great competitor. It goes as a foul strike. Strike one to Tom Barto. Two runners on and two out. With two down, Lirin walked the pitcher.
In Phoenix, KOOL, AM and FM stereo.
LeGros' action in falling off the mound to the first base side and put a beautiful bunt between he and Brenner. Stretch by LeGros to look at the runner. Delivers way outside for a ball. And the count is even up at one apiece. The Violets scored 1-6 to go ahead in what looked like a tough ball game for anybody. The Devils put it together in the bottom of the sixth, picked up 3 runs on Lirin LeGros' single to left field with the bases loaded. Eventually, scoring 2. There's a check swing, but it's outside ball 2. He scored 2, and Collins moved to third and scored on Roger Detter's sacrifice fly to left. LeGros taking a little more time, and Barto stepping out of there, now back in, awaits the 2-ball, 1-strike pitch. LeGros ready. Here it comes. Check swing, but it's outside. Ball 3. No action in the Devil bullpen, and now Billy Joe Cotton is going to go out and talk to the 6'5 junior from Glendale, Arizona. Not too much conversation, and Billy Joe runs back to his position. They've got a base open, but it'll bring up the number two hitter, a number three hitter, so they would like very much to make him do something. Here's a 3-1 pitch. Fly ball to right field. Ralph Dick waiting for it, circling around with the wind, and has it for out number three. For the Violets in the seventh, no runs on a hit. There were no double errors and two men left. The score at the end of 6.5 innings of play. The Sun Devils 3, the Violets 1. Pitcher Kenny Hansen made the weirdest play in College World Series history yesterday, and we asked him about it.
The pitch was a curveball, and it was hit right back at me, and it was hit to my right, and I went down with a glove hand, and I trapped the ball in the glove, and I brought the glove up, and I saw I was stuck in it right away, so I took my hand, tried to get it out, and I started pulling on it, and it just wouldn't come out, so it just flashed through my mind all of a sudden to just throw the glove, and I heaved the glove over there, and Ozzie's eyes just got bigger than softball. So he didn't know what was coming. I just yelled heads up, and Jeff caught the glove, and the umpire signaling safe, and then I heard everyone laughing, and I looked over at Coach, and his hands were over his eyes. And
that's an explanation by the man who did it. For the Devils in the bottom of the seventh, John Dolinsek, Paul Ray Powell, and Billy Joe Cotton. Here's the first pitch. A grounder to the right side, second baseman. Licata makes a good move, to a fire to his right, picks up the ball and the throw to Sefcik in time. It was a good play. One up and one down, and Dolinsek hitless in four trips, but he had his night last night. Paul Ray Powell, a single, a double, and struck out. Put one over the left center field fence last night to share some elation with his father, who was here to watch the ballgame. Collins delivers a grounder, one hopper to the third baseman, Kalish. The long throw just in time, as PR can pick him up and lay him down. Sefcik had to reach, but they got him 5-3, and the Devils are up and down with three pitches. Billy Cotton, number big 2-2. A walk and grounded out and popped up. 3-1 ball game. Devils lead it, batting in the bottom of the seventh. Here's Collins, the first pitch to BJ. Check swing back to the screen as it gets away from Bardo, and Collins gets a new ball at the shoe tops as Bardo really flails it back to him. Collins working in relief of Ellsworth Jones, the starter. Here's the pitch by Collins, high for ball two. Jones not in trouble, but worked in the World Series in the early segment of it and hurt his arm and took himself out, wanting, of course, not to jeopardize his team's chances. There's a pitch to BJ. It's outside for ball three. And we forgot to mention, we said 51 players, and that's, of course, a rough estimate, have signed contracts. Here's the 0-3, the three-ball pitch is a call strike one. Three balls and one strike now to Billy Joe. But Jack Smitherin, the assistant coach, we forgot to mention, too, because he was going to go with the Mets. We had heard that he had signed and then decided to come with this team to the World Series. Ground shot to left field. In there for a base hit. Should be for extra bases. Billy rounding second base. Our first base on his way to second base. In there with a stand-up double. Yes, Norty.
Just had a call from a man in Flagstaff. His name is Roger Olson. He is from McCook, Nebraska. And he wanted to call to tell you there's a little more than five people. He claims there's 8,000 in McCook. And he had the rest of Billy Cotton's rhyme for you. He says, roses are red, violets are blue, we're going to Saucet to NYU and Tulsa too.
Well, he sure calls it the right time, because B.J. lines a double down the left field line with two down. The runner at second is B.J. and Osborne with a single and two trips to the batter. The first pitch, high pop-up to the right side. Second baseman going back, coming in foul territory now. Licata under it and has it for out number three. So Osborne pops up in foul territory. The Devils in the seventh, no runs on a hit. There were no errors and a man left. And the score at the end of seven complete innings of play. Arizona State 3, NYU 1. First ball pitch by Laren Legros. It was a major league pop-up in foul territory in front of the Violet dugout on the first base side. Jeff Osborne tippy-toed over and took it for out number one. Cardicius 2-for-4 on the evening, and he is the second leading hitter in this College World Series, he could, may have caught up with Dolinsek, because Dolinsek is the leading hitter, but he has gone 0 for 4 tonight, and Cardicius has picked up 2 for 4. All right, one away for the Violets here in the eighth inning. The batter is the cleanup hitter, Ray Ippolito. One hit in 3 trips. A ball and a strike. Number 26 for the Violets. LeGros asks for and gets a new ball. I don't know if Lenny Randle knows something we don't. He was back on the outfield grass there at second base. LeGros ready with a 1-1 pitch. Delivers, let up curve. Beautiful call, strike number 2. He has now moved ahead. The old quick with a slide rule Jensen figures up that Cardicius is hitting 500 even, and Dolinsek has dropped to 438. Here's the pitch by LeGros. Swung on and missed for strike 3. The 7th Violet to go via the strikeout route, and there are 2 down in the 8th, and the batter will be the 3rd baseman, Jeff Kalish. 0 in 3 trips with a strikeout back in the 6th. LeGros ready. Rocks, the right-hander fires. Let up curve, one hopper through the hole. Nicely knocked down by Roger Dedder, but a base hit nevertheless. Dedder picks it up just 3 or 4 feet out in the outfield grass. He had to go far to his left. It was a bouncer, but it had enough on it to get out there, and Raj had to make a good play to even knock it down. He did. It'll go as a base hit.